This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'd like to talk about something right now that I'm a bit of an expert on.
Eating while the microphones are on?
Well,
driving people crazy that are listening to the Hawk and Tom Show and eating.
No, that's in the room. Close.
Sharing their chips.
You're close.
Picking your teeth with your screwdriver while we're live.
As I said, Tori, you're close.
Scratching your head with a fork.
You're not even close at all.
Sharing those chips in your hands.
Gross.
You're close.
I feel like I'm hinting.
All right, so I've got a bag of classic Lay's potato chips here.
You can't have but just one.
And I am happy to report that those could be a helper in losing weight. Potatoes, turns out, may be the answer to the question that people have asked for literally centuries, and that is, how can I lose weight without it being a horrible experience?
Well, there's a difference between potatoes and potato chips.
But what is that difference?
That potato chips is full of
fried salt and all
kind of other ingredients you can't pronounce.
I don't believe that's true at all. I mean, the number one ingredient is potatoes.
But on the other hand, I don't want to have just a raw potato if I'm going to lose weight by eating a raw potato, like eating it like an apple.
No, it's got to be loaded. Bacon bits.
Yeah.
Sour cream, butter.
There are literally three ingredients: potatoes, vegetable oil, and salt.
And cholesterol and saturated fats.
None of that is listed here. Potatoes, vegetable oil, and salt.
So it's basically a health food.
Oh, don't forget air that's in the bag.
There is air. A lot of air. But air is low calorie.
It's like beach air, a little salty air when you open a bag.
Yeah.
So this study has come out and said that simply eating potatoes can help you lose weight.
Tell us how then.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out potatoes have some vitamins and nutrients in them.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes are low in calories and they're filling. Eating potatoes means you're not eating as much of other fattening foods. They fill you up quickly, and as a result, you tend to lose weight.
Another way to do that, eat the baked potato first before you eat the steak and all the other stuff. That'll fill you up. You won't eat as much that way, too.
Especially when it's cheese and everything and bacon, like Cato was saying. Yes.
Okay, now that's actually not the potato, so that could be bad for you. But I think salt and pepper would be okay, and maybe a little butter.
Have you ever thought about it? You know, most things you don't want loaded. Like, you know, they tell you, don't keep your guns, don't keep them loaded.
No, that's not true at all.
Your uncle, you don't want him loaded.
Oh, at holidays,
that's actually fun, too.
Yeah, but your potato, you do want that loaded.
We need to talk about the gun thing. But anyway.
Well, I'm just saying when kids are around.
Well, that's different. Yeah. But yeah, you got to be able to defend yourself. Here's the thing. They say that by eating and replacing portions of people's meals with potatoes, whether it was mashed potatoes, potato wedges, potato salad, or even scallop potatoes, that they tended to eat the same weight of food regardless of the calories. And since the potatoes generally had less calories by weight, then that meant that they ate less calories and they lost weight.
You've talked me into it. I'm having French fries for lunch.
I'm on board too. I mean, I like potatoes in almost every way that I can think of that they're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially especially what's great is I like baked potatoes, and that's probably one of the best ways on that list.
I'll be honest. You know, when I was a kid, the Mr. Potato Head looked kind of appetizing.
Sometimes the way he looked at you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those eyes staring at you. I'm like, hey, you looking tasty.
That might explain a lot.
Mama's over there going, get that out of your mouth, son. What's wrong with you?
Well, they didn't specifically test Mr. Potato Head, but I have to think that would be a low-calorie food, too.
Yeah.
Didn't break your teeth.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, so I just wanted to share this bright information for those of us who are trying to diet, is it turns out we've been doing it wrong, and actually potatoes are our friends.
I'm going to stuff my turkey with potatoes next time. 12 potatoes right in his hiney.
Wow. How big is your turkey?
That's really weird.
That came out wrong. I'm sorry.
So are those potatoes.
Yeah, no.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We've been in the Christmas parade most years, and B93.7 is always excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, one of the favorite things that we did, remember when we had that big boat, and we had roller skates, and we skied behind the big boat, and it was like so cold?
Yeah.
And we had the, we were in swim trunks and bikinis.
We've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
And this year, though, we were denied, and I'm really upset about it. We decided to do something that took a little more preparation and planning than usual.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got together, and we practiced with a B93.7 marching band.
Yeah.
And we thought we had what would be an incredible experience for all of you to enjoy, because you probably didn't know that we actually have these talents. Yeah. I played saxophone in band.
Yeah, I played trumpet.
And so most of the people here at the station either played an instrument or decided I can learn at least well enough to play one good Christmas song.
Right, yeah.
And we auditioned for the parade, and they shot us down. They said that we can't be in the parade. However, we do have a recording of the audition.
Yeah.
It's a video, so you can't see that on the radio, but we will let you at least hear our audition for the parade. And then you tell us whether they did the right thing or not, because I feel like that we should be in the parade.
Okay, here's our audition.
Good job, Hawk. All right, so
okay.
I feel like that obviously, we had a little farther to go on that, but but we still have more time to practice.
I just heard one person off key there.
One?
I'm sorry, I tried. It's the random squeaks.
Listening back to it, I realized that it may have had some mistakes.
Just a couple.
But we still had another we probably had another week or when's the parade?
It's this weekend.
Well, we have a few more days left to practice.
Yeah. I don't think we could pull it together that fast.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Encore. I think it was great.
Really?
I think we did. Why am I the only one cheering us on?
Because I just listened to it. That's the first time I've heard it quite like that, and it wasn't as good as I remembered when we were doing it.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
You do something and you think it was really good?
I nailed it. And then I listen back and like, no.
I think we did great.
Our hearts were in the right place.
You know, it's kind of like when you hear your voice on video sometimes, and you're like, oh, man, is that how I sound?
Yeah.
It's the same principle with the instruments that we played for the parade.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
And our hearts were into it, okay? As best as we could, I guess.
I thought it sounded all right.
Well, you know what? I'm going to the parade anyway. I'm going to celebrate this weekend. You can take your kids.
Hey, I'm
going to
bring my saxophone.
Don't forget your trumpet.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just going to be playing in the audience. Merry Christmas. Here's Harry Styles.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We got the Blue Light Christmas Toy Drive going on with the officers and Cato. We're going to check in with him in just a second. You can donate an unwrapped toy to a kid that may not have a toy this year. So that's going to be good. We'll check in with him in just a second. I do want to talk about toys. I know it's on everybody's mind, especially the kids right now. But you parents, too, need to be thinking, because this is probably the number one thing you're going to forget this holiday season.
All right.
You know what it is?
No. Yeah. I've already forgotten.
Okay. 90% of Americans admit they have forgotten to buy batteries for toys or holiday gifts during the Christmas season.
All right. So I actually am on Amazon, like where they send you something every few months.
Okay.
And I'm subscribe and save.
Uh-huh.
I'm batteried up, man. I have too many batteries. Like, I set it too frequently, and now I have batteries just piled up.
Well, that's good. No, I don't need my Dollar General store Christmas morning. I'll just come to your house.
You can. Honestly, we need to get some of them out of there. It's a hazard.
Okay. So 54% of parents end up running out to buy batteries the last minute because they forget them on Christmas morning.
And that's something that actually is a problem for us because we go to my parents for Christmas, and my dad will have, like, a drawer, and you'll go in, and there'll be 8 million size, like, D and C, and then 2 AA's,
yeah.
And you're like, Dad, everything is AA's
sure.
Now. What are you doing here?
Yep, 26% of parents accidentally purchase the wrong type of battery for the new toy
right.
for Christmas. And, you know, you're assembling the toys and stuff, and it's last minute, and you're like, oh, man, that one needs batteries?
You're like, this one can take a AAA. I know it says D, but it's
there.
Fine.
No,
it doesn't run very long.
No. The top Christmas toys this year have more computer power than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon.
I believe that.
Is that not crazy?
That's not surprising.
I've seen the movie, and they barely get back.
That's why.
Because they didn't have enough power. They needed battery power back then, too, didn't
they? They'd have had an Apple Watch. They would have gone and never had an accident.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to toys, too, it's like I was brutal on some toys because I'd take fingernail polish and I would paint my Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels. Did you ever do that?
No, because I didn't have fingernail polish.
Oh, my mom did.
Okay.
Yeah. And how about you, Tori? Did you cut off Barbie's hairs? Most girls will say, hey, Barbie's going to look better with a short haircut. She went with a mom haircut.
She experimented a few years.
And it's like you cut it off. It's like, when's it going to grow back? You are a little kid at that point.
Yeah. Now you give her a mohawk and you're like, this is the look.
Apparently a dumb little kid.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I knew my doll wasn't going to grow its hair back.
Oh, Tom, you had Barbie nudist camps is what you had.
I know, and I was very disappointed that they were not anatomically correct.
Oh, my goodness. You know, my mom, she made those Cabbage Patch dolls. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one doll you don't want to see naked.
Well,
there's a lot of dolls you don't want to see
there
naked unless you're really sick.
There's some weird ones out there.
They used to have a Cabbage Patch Land where you could go and see them grow, and it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was crazy.
But
sidebar. Yes. I was up against the window. I'm like, look, they're babies.
Where
it was
is
so
this?
Cool. I don't even remember. I don't even know if it's a thing anymore.
I doubt it.
A lot of girls do cut off Barbie's hair, just
heck
to let
yeah.
you know. For me, I put those, you know, in the pins, if you take them apart, they got those little bitty springs in there.
Okay.
So I glued those to my G.I. Joe Jeep for shock absorbers.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that not
You're
weird?
Creative.
Yeah. It didn't work very well.
No.
Yeah. Girls, first thing they purchase when they get a bicycle is...
A basket.
Getting prepared to go shopping.
I had to go show Barbie's new hair off.
Later in life.
I had the shopping. Little card in between the spokes, so it sounded like a hot rod.
Yeah. Hey, was there any toys that your parents regretted buying you?
Probably. I bet the stereo was the biggest one.
Okay, because you crank it up.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it was the Nerf basketball hoop that we had because the only place it would really fit was in the living room. And so me and my brothers, we would have, you know, these basketball. We'd do, obviously, horse. That's easy. That was more of a quiet game. But we'd go head-to-head, shirts and skins. And we'd be elbowing each other in the living room and... Mom, she regretted that one.
I'm pretty sure my dad regretted getting a little motorcycle for me when I was a kid because I ran it smack into the side of the pool.
This
it
is
was
like a theme for you.
Bad driver.
You wrecked everything.
Was it like a mini bike?
Yeah, it was a 50. It was a little 50 Honda, and I wrecked that thing so many times.
That's pretty cool. I had one, too, I wrecked. I mean,
so
the bars
fun.
Were, like, kind of cockeyed by the time it was
mixed. You just keep going in a circle.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a bunch of wrecks on my motorcycle.
That's what they're for.
Yeah.
Really?
But
when you're that age, yeah.
It's like, you know, nowadays, like, I don't think my kids will drive the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
But
which is pretty freaking awesome compared to what we had.
Well, I think our mini bikes and motorcycles went faster than golf carts.
Yeah, but I didn't get a mini bike or any of that stuff till I was like 15.
Yeah,
we didn't have any mini bikes when we were little.
Well, it's that magical time of year.
We had bicycles, and we still had fun. We would set it up, and there was this one kid who was really good at ramping his bicycle. We would line all the kids up.
Yeah.
And so he would jump over human bodies, and you did not want to be the last person.
You're like a daredevil stuntman.
Because that was the one who was going to get it if someone got it.
I guess your parents regretted buying you that after, you know, little Jimmy got hurt several times.
No, I didn't. I was one of the bodies.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't dumb enough to be the last one.
Well, it is toy time, and I know my kids. Did I tell you the story about what happened this year?
Oh, it's okay.
I'm assembling a big Lego set, and I forgot that I had it on the counter, and I picked my son up. He got off early from school, walked in, and he goes, oh, my, look, and he was so excited. And I said, oh, yeah, that Dad's getting you that for Christmas. But you can't have it till Christmas morning. He goes, Dad, that's torture.
Just go over and knock it down.
Yeah, it's a big Lego Death Star. And I'm like, it's taken me weeks to assemble.
That sucks.
No, that ruined Christmas for him.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know what? A survey found 44% of people can't have a conversation in the morning or make their commute until they have had their cup of coffee. 40% say they can't focus on emails or anything online until they've had their coffee.
Wow. Yeah, I get up, get on my phone immediately, start checking emails.
Before your soda?
And then I drive to work, so I do the commute.
It almost feels like an out-of-body experience until the coffee has kicked in.
Okay, so you need your coffee in the morning. Cato, you need your coffee?
I haven't had it yet.
Okay, but do you need it?
No, I drink water before I get here. So I drink. I come in and make. I'm about to go get my first cup. Hurry this on, so I can get my coffee.
Well, survey also found that 57% of us need at least two cups of coffee through the day just to be productive at work and alert at work. Mm-hmm. So maybe we're just not alert this morning.
You know, and I don't think it does what it used to do to me. Okay. Because I have two. I don't know how big my cup is, but 14 ounces.
Well, you know what? If you don't want to go the coffee route, you can go the soda route, or just, you know, there's some other things you can do to start your day, they say, without using caffeine. Here are the top answers, okay? Immediately drink a glass of water, Cato.
Yep. The doctor told me that.
Okay. They get your body going and also replenish your dehydrated as you slept through the night.
Cato taught me that, and it actually does make a difference.
Of course, you complain because you have to go to the bathroom all morning.
Okay. Let's stay on the positive.
Okay. You can put your feet on the ground as soon as you hear the alarm or whatever.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
Mm. I do that, yeah. I've got my wife sleeping next to me. I can't really sit snooze.
That might be why I'm single.
Okay, so tricks for waking up without coffee, immediately get in the shower, especially a cold water shower.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, no, that just seems brutal, don't it?
It seems pointless.
Okay, they say plan your breakfast the night before and make sure it's something you like. When you wake up, you'll be hungry and happy that you're going towards that breakfast or that food.
I don't plan that far ahead.
Okay.
You don't?
Well, in this case, I did because it's leftovers. So I knew it was in the fridge.
Okay. Do 4 or 5 minutes of basic exercise. Nothing serious. Just like stretching, maybe jumping up a couple of times.
I walked up the stairs to get here.
I stretched in bed like, that counts. I got up, got in the shower.
That counts.
Okay. And then another trick for waking up without caffeine to get you going, get your day started. You'll feel a little bit perkier. Eat an apple. It can work better than caffeine. And they're not sure why, but just trust us on that one. You'll see.
That's trouble.
That's what this article said.
Apples, I like them, but they're always a little too much trouble.
Yeah, I like to slice mine, and I'm not a big apple person anyway.
Okay.
I like them, but I want someone else to slice them for me. Like, I'll come down, and my wife will have done that for my kids, and I'll take that apple and run.
So if you see it sliced on the counter, you're going
to
eat it?
Yeah, and then she has to do another one for the kids.
I think I have a little tub of caramel next to you.
Okay.
My dad used to put salt on his apples.
Oh, man.
I never understood that. He put salt on them.
Really?
He would sprinkle salt on his apples. He said it tasted good.
People do that with watermelon.
Well, I do that with watermelon,
yeah. No.
Put sugar on it? Watermelon sugar?
Salt.
Sometimes I'll just put some salt on my potato chips.
We need to talk to you, Tori.
You know, I do know someone. We'll get chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
First thing she does is start throwing salt.
Oh, I do that, too.
I'm like, I'm going to have my own basket.
No, I'm talking about my Lay's potato chips.
Oh.
They're just not salty enough.
A lot of times the salsa chips don't have any salt on them.
Well, you're dipping them in salsa.
Yeah. I know, but I want salsa.
Salsa.
Okay, any other tricks that they don't have anything else? That's all they said.
Lay in bed. Just take the day.
Okay. And call in sick.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you guys know, and it's pretty obvious, that I went through a pretty rough battle with acne in my teens. Oh, and I still have scars from that. Mm-hmm. And Tori, I know you have in the past dealt with that too. You ended up far better off than me.
Well, when I was a kid, I went through 2 rounds of Accutane, which is insane.
Yeah.
Is that medicine that you put on and burns your face off?
More or less.
Something like that.
It dries you up very hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it can be bad for your kidneys or liver. I think liver. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful with it. My kids actually fight it too. I wore this shirt today to kind of show you. Right up here on my shoulder.
Yeah. Okay.
That's bleach from where my son will sit and he'll lay on my back and watch me on the computer sometimes. And his face will rub on my shirt.
Oh, well.
And that stuff is there to help prevent acne. But it's pretty strong when it's taking the color out of a shirt.
Wow, I got to tell you. And your back, it looks very clear.
Right. I'm not having any acne right there. But there's a thing going around on TikTok, and I want to warn you about it. Because my initial reaction was one that I typically have, and you guys give me a hard time for, and that was skepticism. But this girl is saying, and she's an influencer, she says that you should try using the Head and Shoulders shampoo on your face if you have acne.
I saw this, and I'm glad we're talking about it because I have a ton of questions.
Okay, well, I do too, because I quit using Head and Shoulders shampoo because I noticed when I would that my forehead would break out.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, well, it causes acne for me. And it turns out, according to dermatologists, I am not wrong, but neither is she.
Oh,
It boils down to your individual self, your composition.
My DNA.
For some people, it is going to cause more acne because they'll be allergic to it in some way. In other people, there are some chemicals in there like zinc that can be good for your skin. Mm. So you have to try and see for yourself whether it helps or not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You know there's a ton of fragrance in that stuff, too. And fragrance messes with a lot of people's skin.
That could be it.
When I was a little kid, we were kind of poor. So we had the kids didn't have the kid shampoo. We had to use whatever mom and dad had. And it was Head and Shoulders.
I thought you were going to say you were poor and you could only afford Head or Shoulders. You couldn't have them both.
I only had one of them. And I would always sing Head, Shoulders, knees and toes when I would use the Head and Shoulders. Yeah. Unless dad bought the Selsun Blue. And that was different.
Well, they say that it works even with the Equate brand, the generic Walmart version, so it must be one of the chemicals and not the fragrances.
Yeah.
They say put Preparation H on your face, too.
Not for acne.
Well, for wrinkles, though.
Well, that's because it shrinks them.
And it closes the pores.
I don't know about the pores. Yeah. It just flattens out your skin.
Hold on. Let me take notes. You said what now? Preparation H?
Preparation H.
I'm about to use them for them wrinkles.
You hadn't heard that?
No.
That's what it does. It shrinks things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Usually down there.
I heard also if you can do like peanut butter facials.
Where did you hear that?
Mayonnaise facials. She's falling for all this.
Oh, I see.
You got mayonnaise facials.
Wait, hold on. I'm scratching this out.
Do a mustard facial.
Well, I've always said be careful on TikTok. When I first got on TikTok, all I was seeing was these blonde-headed hot chicks that were making Coca-Cola pies that were completely fake and wasted my time. So I didn't trust TikTok anymore, and I'm right not to trust it because this also could be wrong for you. It is safe for most people to try, according to dermatologists, and Head and Shoulders does have some things that could help with acne, but it might not help, and it could even make your complexion worse. So you've got to find out for you.
I don't believe this, but I am going to try that mayonnaise one.
Okay.
It's delicious. You know what? You can put slabs of bologna on each side of your face, too.
Y'all are going to get salmonella or something.
You got 2 big round bologna things on your eyes, those big bologna pieces.
If you get hungry, you just take a snack off your face.
Yeah, that's fun stuff right there.
That's gross.
Someone's halfway listening to us right now. I heard on the Hawk and Tom Show. Have fun with that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I guess it's Christmas picture time, so I'm going to help you out when it comes to taking your Christmas pictures.
Good, because my wife always makes us do this.
Well, now, I got to say, I was on Facebook, and I saw your family pictures.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Well,
never mind.
It's like you had, and I thought they were really good.
Oh, okay.
And you had both your kids with you, obviously, on each side. And I noticed that everyone directed their attention towards you. So, and everybody was smiling in the picture as you were walking down some country road or somewhere.
Right. Yeah. It was this little park in Spartanburg.
Now, was it really, were you being really funny at the moment?
I'm always really funny.
Was it your daughter that was saying something funny?
It was actually a photographer who said, laugh and make it look like someone said something funny.
Okay. But everybody, for some reason, was looking at you.
Yeah, I think that was just one pose we did.
Oh, so.
And so it's like we're walking along and we're holding hands or talking, and she said, these really turn out good.
Yeah, is that kind of weird, though, too, when the photographer tells you to do something like that? Because you don't know what to say. Like, say, y'all just go ahead and talk naturally. And so you're like, okay, what do we talk about?
I did come up with something. I said, guys, remember, I am very funny. I get paid to be funny on the radio. I'm actually a professional funny guy. And they all laughed really well.
I'm laughing at you right now.
See? It works.
Okay, so you want your pictures to turn out great. Of course, are you going to use any of those for your Christmas card?
Probably.
Okay.
I think we've got one picked out.
Yeah, a lot of families do that now, but researchers were able to find out the facial position for both males and females that optimize attractiveness.
Oh, wow.
So they did this by testing reactions to 3D computer models of faces, and they showed them to people. And they said, hey, which one do you think is more attractive?
Okay.
Okay, so men look more masculine and attractive when they tilt their heads back a bit.
Okay.
In the picture now. You don't want to do this all the time now, walk around now looking up the sky.
I don't think you're supposed to do it that much either.
Okay. Okay. I was looking up like I was looking at an airplane. You don't want to do it like that?
No.
Okay.
I think it's just a slight tilt.
And then they say, for the ladies, you look more attractive when you look slightly up.
The same for both.
Well, just less for the women.
Yeah, less for the women. You don't want to go all the way, you know, guys tilting his head way back more than the woman.
Well, yeah, because if I look down, then it's double chin.
Yeah, so double chin.
You gotta look up just a little bit.
Yeah. So, well, and you girls have a whole routine. Because I've seen, like, when we take pictures with Tori, sometimes she got to put her hand on her hip a little bit.
You know. My arm looks skinny. Yeah. Yes, that checks.
Is that what you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. They have a whole, like, section online that tells you why you put your hand on your hip.
Oh, yeah. There are so many videos where it's turn to the side, on your hip, lift your head up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's the electric slide? What is that?
It's a hokey
cha-cha
pokey.
Cha-cha now, y'all.
Cha-cha now, y'all. I recognize that.
So turn to the side, hand on your hip.
Mm-hmm. I like how you automatically pop your hip out. You kind of know what you're doing, huh?
I was poking my booty out just a little bit. Give you a little bit more booty there?
Yeah,
maybe got back.
Call HR about that.
But what if guys did that, though, Tom? What if in your Christmas pictures this year, you have your hand on your hip, you put your booty out just a little bit, and you turn to the side?
That's not happening.
That would be great. Yeah.
I think we need to bring back those 90s styles with the vest and the big poofy hair. I think that's what our Hawk and Tom show Christmas photo should be.
They didn't have the tips back then to put your hand on your hips and stuff. Like when they were all the photographers.
Oh, we're going to have fat arms in the pictures.
Yeah, fat arms in the pictures.
Never mind, I'm out.
And you're going to look a little bit more puffier. Because, you know, and if you think about it, if you look some of the pictures like way back, like your grandparents, and they had you put both hands underneath your chin, you know, flat like a little table there, and look at the camera. And
why did they
smile.
Do that?
I don't know. Why did someone say that's going to make it, that didn't make my arms look thinner? It does hide the double chin when you do it like that.
Well, why were glamour shots ever a thing?
Well, the feather boa, that would hide the double chin because you put the feather boa around. Because my mom did those pictures. I never got a chance to do any of those.
Yeah, but then sometimes the feathers get stuck in my double chin. Yeah. When you take the boa off and it's still there a little bit, like little wispies.
Hold on. Your mom did glamour shots?
She did glamour
shots.
Why
haven't you ever showed me those?
I never thought you would even want to see them.
Of course I would. Your mom's got a big rack, dude.
Dude.
Oh, goodness.
She listens to the show, too.
Not anymore.
Then she just got a compliment.
Well, I'll have to discuss that with her when I get home.
Oh, I'm glad. Hey,
I heard what Tom said today.
Your mom sounds like Thelma.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying.
But now, seriously, though, going back to glamour shots and even farther, we did a Christmas card one year, and we did a retro card. We tried to make it look like we're in the 70s. So we went to, Goodwill or somewhere and found some old 70s clothes.
Oh, just do a little funny Christmas card.
I had a beard going on and I'm a checkered jacket. It was like pure 70s. and we even went online and photoshopped in the background. You know how they used to have those Olin Mills. Olin Mills.
Yeah.
And they had like the library background. Like you're standing in front of all these really literary books and stuff.
Yeah.
So I put that in the background, like we're at one of those cheesy places. And it really looked like our family was transported back to the 1970s.
But no one called him out on it. They just thought it was natural.
No, they did not. But it was very fun. I mean, sometimes it's fun to go and revisit that stuff.
Well, if you do it this year, make sure you tilt your head up just slightly. Girls, not as much. Look over at your boyfriend or husband and go, okay, I don't tilt my head back as far.
I don't think it's helped us because it wasn't anything special. Like, it's all very subtle. It doesn't sound like there's some big thing you can do to radically make yourself look better.
You gotta do that trick where you put your tongue at the roof of your mouth.
No, and then squint a little bit.
What's wrong with that?
You don't do that.
What's wrong with that?
It's supposed to make you look more chiseled.
Please, Tom, just use the filters. That's what everybody else has done.
You look great. I think it's a 10 out of 10.
Filter, buddy.
He's gonna look good.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.